on FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. This is Scotland's Heart. It's 6:45. Here's Hearts Nightly News.
Let us tomorrow vote for an election. Let us put forward our plans for Brexit and our alternative programmes for government.
The Prime Minister calls for a general election on the 8th of June. We get reaction here in Scotland.
It's very clear that this is a decision that Theresa May has made in the interests of her own party, not in the interests of the country.
And what are political experts making of it all?
I have to admit, I anticipated that the Prime Minister was not going to go down this path.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Finlay Duncan. This is a Heart Nightly News election special. The Prime Minister's called for a snap general election. Theresa May wants the country to go to the polls on June the 8th. Derek Ferguson joins me now for more on this for Hearts Nightly News. What happens now, Derek?
Well, MPs will vote tomorrow on whether to back the Prime Minister's decision to call a snap general election. She says the vote's necessary to secure the leadership needed as we negotiate our exit from the EU.
Let us tomorrow vote for an election. Let us put forward our plans for Brexit and our alternative programmes for government. And then let the people decide.
This announcement is a U-turn for Theresa May, though, after previously ruling out an early election.
Now I have concluded that the only way to guarantee certainty and stability for the years ahead is to hold this election and seek your support for the decisions I must take.
Now, the Prime Minister needs the support of two-thirds of MPs in a vote in the Commons tomorrow in order for this election to go ahead. What are her chances of getting it?
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's welcoming her decision to call the vote. He says it gives his party a chance to offer an effective alternative to the Tories.
We're going out there to put the case of how this country could be run, how it could be different, how we could have a much fairer society that works for all, for everybody in our community. That's the case we're putting, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
The Liberal Democrats claim only they can prevent the Conservatives winning an overall majority. Hearts political editor Theo Usherwood's at Westminster and tells us what we can expect next.
There will be a low-level campaign running right through to the local elections, and issues will, of course, crop up as they do. But on May the 3rd, Parliament will dissolve. There'll be the local elections on May the 4th, that's the Thursday, and then the campaign, general election campaign proper, will start on the Monday, and therefore it will be just over a month run-in, almost exactly a month run-in to polling day on June the 8th, and for Theresa May, if there is a large majority, if she secures that large majority, she's hoping for between 75 and 100 MPs as a majority, then she hopes that when that final vote comes in the House of Commons and House of Lords on her Brexit deal, she will have the mandate to get that through Parliament with no questions asked.
And Derek, for the pound in our pocket, what's been the reaction from today's announcement?
Following the Prime Minister's announcement, the value of the pound rose sharply, but shares on the London Stock Exchange fell. Financial analyst Neil Wilson says it's a sign of currency markets betting on the current government winning a greater majority.
As it became apparent that there is an election coming, the pound's rallied a lot. I think that's a sign that really we're going to see a stronger Conservative government, that's stronger at home and abroad.
The Confederation of British Industry, which represents businesses across the UK, says it hopes an election won't be a distraction from getting the best possible Brexit deal.
You're listening to a Heart Nightly News special as the Prime Minister calls for a general election in June. Here in Scotland, the First Minister says Theresa May's made a huge political miscalculation. Nicola Sturgeon's called it an extraordinary U-turn after the PM previously ruled out a general election before 2020. Hearts' Paul Smith's at Holyrood for us now.
The Scottish Parliament's just been getting back to business today after the Easter break. All of the major parties have been reacting to the Prime Minister's announcement. Nicola Sturgeon's argued this upcoming general election will be about the kind of country we want Scotland to be. She said it could help with reinforcing the democratic mandate which already exists for giving the people of Scotland a choice on their future.
It's very clear that this is a decision that Theresa May has made in the interests of her own party, not in the interests of the country. She clearly sees the opportunity, given the total disarray in Labour, to crush all opposition, to get rid of people who disagree with her, and to get a free hand to take the UK in an ever rightward direction.
And in terms of the reaction from opposition parties here at the Scottish Parliament, they're all looking forward to the chance to make gains. The Scottish Conservatives say they're optimistic about the prospect of increasing their number of seats. Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale says they're ready.
For our part, we've been preparing for a general election since last October, and we'll work tirelessly every single day to get the Tories out of office and a Labour government in.
Willie Rennie, leader of the Scottish Lib Dems, says he's optimistic about their chances.
We speak for the majority of people who want us to be in the United Kingdom and the European Union. That's why we're going to gain more votes and more seats in this election campaign.
The Scottish Greens, meanwhile, say Brexit is a mess of the Tories, and this election's been called for much the same serving reasons as the EU referendum itself. Yesterday was the deadline for us to register to vote in Scotland's local council elections on the 4th of May. But just over a month on from that vote, we look set to be heading back to the polling stations to cast our ballots in a general election. From here at Holyrood, it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Paul. And so it looks like another election for us. What's the feeling from voters across Scotland to today's announcement? Conor Gillis joins me now. You've been assessing the impact for Hearts Nightly News.
Well, trips to polling booths have been happening quite a lot, Finlay. We had that general election 2 years ago. Since then, there's been that Scottish election, the EU referendum, and in a couple of weeks, we have the council elections. And to add to all of that, in 7 weeks and 2 days, we could very well have yet another general election. So, have we had enough? And do we even want it?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, yeah, that is really good news.
She always said she wouldn't go until 2020. So, yeah, just a bit of a surprise.
I think she'll win.
I think there's so many other things going on that we don't really need a general election as well.
I can see her reasoning, but I suppose you're thinking about the independence referendum, you're thinking about Brexit.
She wants to wipe out the Labour Party completely.
Those that oppose the independence referendum will have a chance to vote, you know, against that in Scotland.
What are the experts saying, Conor? Has there been some surprise at this announcement?
Well, in a word, yes, Finlay. We spoke to Professor John Curtis from Strathclyde University earlier on in Edinburgh.
I think, in truth, Theresa May had hitherto been insistent that she didn't think there should be a general election. There wasn't a need for one. And given also the fact that to be able to hold one, you do have to go through the procedure of getting the House of Commons to vote for one, I have to admit I anticipated that the Prime Minister was not going to go down this path.
Professor John Curtis says this is a statement of intent.
It's quite a bold, potentially a risky move by the Prime Minister, not because she will necessarily lose, but whether she can win as well as she clearly wants to is certainly something that can't be guaranteed between now and the 8th of June.
Now, it's hard to see this election won't go ahead on the timescale set out by the Prime Minister today, meaning possibly two trips to the polling booths in around a month of each other.
Thanks, Conor. And for all the latest on the Prime Minister's announcement today, head to heart.co.uk. Still to come on Hearts Nightly News, Ed Sheeran's telling us all about his Scottish links.
I have family up here, so I actually end up here, and I dated a Scot for a while as well.
But first, some of tonight's other top stories now, and a man's been found guilty of carrying out a series of domestic abuse and sexual offences in Fife over a 37-year period. 46-year-old Kenneth Watt was convicted at the High Court in Edinburgh earlier. A couple in Paisley have been robbed of their car at knife point after advertising it for sale online. It happened on Glasgow Road yesterday afternoon. The Church of Scotland's been asked to apologise for its history of discrimination against gay people. A report being debated at the Kirk's General Assembly in May, it could also see them take a step closer to allowing ministers to perform same-sex marriages. A sheriff's ruled the death of a woman with learning difficulties who died after being scalded in her bath was a preventable accident. 50-year-old Margaret Gilchrist scalded up to 90% of her body after her carer left the hot tap running in the bath in Glasgow in 2013. A man's been arrested after an attack at a taxi rank in Falkirk. It happened early yesterday on Newmarket Street. A 33-year-old man's being held. And a fifth patient's tested positive for rotavirus in a ward at Glasgow's Children's Hospital. It remains closed to new admissions after four were diagnosed last week. I'm Finlay Duncan. This is Hearts Nightly News. Ed Sheeran's told us it feels amazing to be back on stage. It was the last of his gigs in Scotland last night. He kicked off the UK leg of his world tour in Glasgow at the Hydro, and Heart Breakfast, Robin and Adele sat down for a chat with him.
I do like Scotland. I actually I have family up here, so I actually end up here, and I dated a Scot for a while as well, so I've ended up in Scotland quite a lot.
You look Scottish as well, because you're ginger.
Are you maybe like half Scottish then?
I think that my mum has Scottish in her. I don't know. My family is definitely more Irish than anything else, but I think the red hair comes from Scotland.
You shot the video for Galway Girl in Galway. Do you not wish you'd done Glasgow Girl?
No, well, I have a song that was meant to go on this record called Aberfeldy that I'm sure I'll do something with that in Aberfeldy when that comes out.
Written in Aberfeldy?
Written in Aberfeldy, yeah. I spent quite a bit of time in Aberfeldy, not just for the whiskey. It's a really nice place.
You do like the whiskey over here though, don't you?
Aberfeldy's one of my favourite whiskies.
Before you were incredibly, massively famous, were just a normal guy. Would you ever go back to that for any reason that you can think of because you're so famous now? Is there anything that you miss about losing?
No,
because for a while you kind of shunned it a little bit because it must have been really weird. There's a story that you didn't go out for 6 months.
Yeah, I didn't. But that wasn't really anything to do with financial or success. It was just the way that people act around you. It can get a little bit weird. But no, I think I don't really miss anything because I still do all the same things.
And you can hear the full interview with Ed at heart.co.uk. Sport now in Hearts Nightly News, and former Rangers boss Alex McLeish says he wasn't close to returning to Ibrox. He's also said he had reservations about the prospect when approached by the club before Pedro Caixinha was appointed as the new manager. McLeish is also staying on the fence over who will come out on top in this Sunday's Scottish Cup semi-final between Rangers and Celtic.
Obviously being born a Rangers fan, then yes, I would like to see Rangers winning. Can I actually see that happening? I still have to say that Celtic are the favourites, but Caixinha will be everybody's hero if he can just win this game and get to the cup final. The Rangers fans will already be saluting him.
Hibs take on Aberdeen on Saturday in the other cup last four clash. It's understood Neil McCann's to be named as Dundee's interim manager. The Premiership club had expected to appoint him until the end of the season. Paul Hartley was sacked yesterday with the D's second bottom of the table. And British and Irish Lions rugby boss Warren Gatland meets with his coaches today for a final selection meeting before naming his squad to tour New Zealand. The Lions squad's announced tomorrow. Trending here in Scotland tonight is GE17. Our top story tonight is the Prime Minister calls for a general election to be held on the 8th of June. And there's continuing coverage of the PM's election announcements over at heart.co.uk. From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Nightly News. The main headlines are next.